That's Trending with JJ.
JJ's That's Trending is powered by Midwest Kia.
And for the latest on the plane crash in Washington, D.C., we go to ABC News.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. There's still no word on whether anybody survived last night's American Airlines regional jet crash. 60 passengers, 4 crew members were on board. The plane was coming in to land at Reagan National Airport when it collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter and crashed into the Potomac River. A massive rescue operation was underway. This woman saw it from her window.
I look out the window and you see the reflection of the light from the rescue helicopters on the water.
ABC Sherry Preston says we're learning more about the moments leading up to the crash.
On live ATC, you can hear the control tower at Reagan National Airport ask the Black Hawk helicopter if it sees the passenger plane. ABC News consultant, retired Marine pilot Steve Ganyard.
The helicopter said that they saw the regional jet. They acknowledged visual separation, meaning that the responsibility to stay clear of the regional jet was there.
Ryan Clark, ABC News.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu spoke from Dwight D. Eisenhower Airport.
We really want to ask each and every Wichitan, Kansan, and American to pray for everyone involved in this incident.
ABC's Sam Sweeney talks about the final moments.
You hear in that audio that the helicopter pilot says he does have them in sight, but something went wrong. There was some sort of confusion on the helicopter's part about where this American Airlines regional jet was, where it may have been going, and it could have been just some sort of disorientation. We don't know those answers yet. And that's what investigators are going to have to try to figure out why this happened.
Keep it on KFDI all morning long. George Lawson and KFDI News will have the latest.